please.
Hello.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, this is Miriam with the Canadian Press. Yeah. I have a question from my colleagues in Ottawa. I wanted to ask you, does Canada remain committed to the greenhouse gas emission targets that it's set for 2030 and 2035?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a question that the Minister of the Environment can answer. What I can tell you, though, is we want to make sure that we find ways to support the objective of, course, to be net zero by 2050. I got that question a lot in the context of the announcement of EV mandates, and I think it's important to go back to what is happening right now with EV mandates. The goal for 2026 was to have 20% of all electric vehicles being sold in Canada to be EVs. And at the end of last year, we were at 19%. We were nearly there, and that was good news. What happened is we decided to not follow up with our own subsidies back in the fall, in the spring. And by Canada having not offering subsidies, the percentage of electric vehicles being sold in Canada right now is at around 8%. And every time automakers are not able to meet the target of 20%, they have to pay. And the auto sector right now is under 25% tariffs. So not only they're paying tariffs, but they would have also to pay EV mandates. And that's a real issue. We want to build more EVs in Canada. We need to, because we know that's where basically the world is heading. And we want to make sure that we are able to compete with also Chinese EVs. And so that's why we're taking 2 months to study what we can do to build more EVs in Canada, to also to import from the EU or from South Korea or Japan EVs here in Canada to get back to that 20% and to make sure we're competitive, because we know the world is going there. So rather than scrapping the entire EV mandates, rather than like the conservative wants us to do, which is to let go all our objectives to counter impact of climate change, we need to make sure we're doing both. And so, yes, we'll follow our goals of our targets, and at the same time, what we'll do is we'll have an industrial strategy that makes sense and that we can keep the jobs in Cambridge, in Alliston, in Hamilton, in Brampton, which are all now at stake because of the tariffs that are against the auto sector.
Thank you. When you said follow the